Hi, we are the ninth grade students from Aspen High School. We've recently researched environmental issues and we want to help save our planet.
Today, we are going to be talking about an environmental problem which arises in our community and the world. Our problem is global warming, which directly affects us in Aspen. The economy in Aspen is almost solely based off of tourism because of snow, so without it, Aspen's economy would collapse.
Climate change in Aspen is affecting the snow and will immediately affect our town as a whole if we don't fix it. According to Aspen Daily News, frost-free days have been rapidly increasing throughout the decades. In the 1990s, there were 99 frost-free days, versus in the 2010s, there were 120. That is a 21% increase in the frost-free days. Just look at this year. It's December and there's barely any snow.
So what can you do? Well, you can try to limit your energy consumption by using LED lights, which, according to Harvard University, use 75% less energy and last 25 times longer. You can also turn off your lights when you don't need them, turn off your car when you're not using it, and use less energy in your house for air conditioning or heating. You can also limit the amount of products you buy that have plastics, use public transit or carpool, and donate to organizations that fight climate change like Protect Our Winters and Project 350.
Climate change is prevalent in every country, city, state, and region, affecting each place differently. But the central theme is that our planet is rapidly heating, and we need to change it. Aspen is a tourist town that bases its economy on our snow, because we are a ski resort. Without that snow, Aspen's economy would collapse, leaving many people without jobs and animals without homes. Aspen is such a beautiful place that many of us call home, and it would hurt to see it disappear. So for the sake of our town, our children, and our grandchildren, we need to act now.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thank you for listening.